You're about to enter the world of Michael Zavala. Now's your chance to turn back.
Well, I'm in a car with other people.
You listening to MZ. MZ.
This is MZ Now.
Sorry, I had to get my mood lighting right in here.
Mm-hmm. You know how the
buttons turned off
work.
Everybody's mics.
Yeah.
I feel very offended right now.
Why is that?
So close to Thanksgiving because of Jaime, what he said earlier.
About
before
what?
The show started.
About
about
that
gay
thing?
People.
Hey, I don't like, I'm not gonna get no gay people.
Oh yeah, what
I
did
like
you
gay
say?
People.
Yeah, that's not what you said before the show.
Hey, hold on.
That's not all he said.
No, I said I don't know none about gay
people.
Send
them back. That's what he said.
I just don't.
Send them back.
Trump, get him. Just grab him by the.
Yeah.
Side?
And then he said they like chorizos.
Yeah.
They like them gay chorizos.
Which, by the way, what is that for those who don't speak the Spanish tongue?
Chorizo?
Go ahead,
yeah, what is chorizo?
That's the motherfucking hot link.
Yeah.
They love the hot link.
It's a sausage. Yeah, so it's a sausage that...
Spicy?
Yeah.
What, how you like it?
Spicy?
Spicy
sausage, yeah.
Yeah. I don't,
Italian?
I don't like the
got?
Taste really of chorizo, but...
I love me some chorizo con huevo.
I like it in eggs.
Yeah,
I can do like an
yeah,
egg
yeah.
chorizo taco or burrito, whatever.
Mm, mm. I love it like that.
Yeah.
See? You are gay.
That don't sound right.
Yeah,
that don't sound right.
No. Eric's like, I don't like that.
I like it.
That's
like
disgusting.
That. Yeah, baby.
You know what I like? I like watermelon. That's what I like.
What?
Apple pie.
Okay, apple pie.
You went to the watermelon yeah. side. Hold on.
All right. So, for those of you tuning in for Twerksgiving 2018.
I'm over here shaking my ass, man.
Spider is the only contestant, and he is shaking his ass right now for the judges. No, we're not doing Twerksgiving this year because of a horrendous accident that happened mm-hmm. on Labor Day to my leg.
Damn, that was Labor Day.
From now on, it's called yeah. Labor Day.
It feels like 6 months ago.
It does feel like it's only been like
day.
Two yeah. months. But so anyway, because I was... bedridden for most of that time. We didn't have time to plan Twerksgiving. So again, I announced last week we're going
to
do
you had nothing
Twerk-mas.
Else to do and you could have sat there.
Well, Red Dead Redemption
planned.
2
oh,
came
oh,
out.
Oh, my bad.
That's all you
my
did. Bad. You already
Black
beat
Ops
the game.
4.
You yeah. told me yesterday there was a mm-hmm. room full of beautiful women here yesterday.
Where?
Here.
Your room, your
in
room.
In the studio, yeah.
Yeah.
You had a bunch of women here yesterday.
I did, and I wasn't here.
You had a
Spider did.
Yeah.
Did you have me?
And Michael didn't look on the cameras because he was playing Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah. Literally all day.
Is it the lingerie girls?
No.
No, it's a different group. Oh. You don't know.
No, it's these
what,
guys.
What were they, white, black, Mexican?
Don't worry about it.
They're African.
I love me some African women, boy.
Yeah.
I'm in love with my neighbor.
Why, because they can cook?
Mm-mm, because they like it like the gays do.
What? What, chorizo?
Oh, y'all oh delete God. That. No. Hey,
save all that.
I don't know, but don't you lie to me, for real. That's,
anyways,
not, that's like a gay thing. That's, like
the,
that's why niggas go gay because they got that booty
what?
Juice.
What?
Right?
What
I
just
never
happened?
Heard of that.
Is that's why people go gay because they have that booty juice.
Yeah, because they want the booty juice.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man, you can get booty juice from a woman too.
Right. So are you saying that you're partially gay?
No.
Because
no,
you're
no.
going towards
no,
it?
No, because I like it all on women. I don't like nothing on men.
He said, I like it all. I was like, excuse me, wait,
oh
what?
My God, they are hot, dude.
I know, yeah, they all are.
What's it say on here?
We had a conversation. Jaime and I had a conversation the other day about threesomes.
Oh.
And how it didn't count.
Well, Jaime's like two people.
It didn't
so.
Count yeah. if it was two men. And I was like, three is still three.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, but he told me this woman had two guys with her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And her husband was mad because he took pictures of the other guy.
It was just a boyfriend, and
there
she
you go.
Got... a tattoo of them having a threesome on her.
Yeah, yeah.
What's wrong with that?
So
they
well,
broke
I,
up two
no,
days later.
Yeah, but do I see? I wouldn't have a threesome with another dude and a woman. I would have want two girls, not two,
right. But that's your
not
preference.
Me and some other boo.
Right, but still,
so
a, threesome,
still a threesome,
no matter
hold
what.
On, but would you want to share? Say you was with somebody whoever, make me this girl, whatever. And you would you want,
Julie?
Would, yeah, they go Julie.
That's
oh,
a
yeah,
random
yeah.
name.
Your assistant?
Oh,
yeah.
Were you and Eric
no,
hit
I
that
get it
same
on
time?
Your assistant?
Were you Eric and you?
Spider's
hit,
in.
Yeah, yeah. My assistant. Were you and Eric hit it at the same time, or would you just want to hit it for yourself?
Well, Eric's not going to be in there.
Yeah, I wouldn't be in there.
Well, who? You and me. Will we hit it together?
Okay. Look on his face.
Okay. For example, for me, I'm gay, right? So if it was
wait, you are.
It's like yeah. just saying we're gonna run a train on her.
Like for me, like hey, so like if it was a guy,
this is not how I envisioned the show starting, by the way.
Yeah.
A guy involved that was bi, but in order to mess with him, I had to bring in a girl. I would do it. That make any sense? So So it's like, okay, if you see a hot girl,
yeah, I got you,
she goes, well, I'm only going to have sex with you if you're here and then I pick one guy. So you wouldn't do it? Like, no, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, I'd do it.
Yeah, you would. I mean, don't care.
Just don't touch the other guy.
Don't cross swords.
Just don't.
Oh yeah, you get one in, that he gets the other.
And don't look.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I'll tell you this.
You don't burn me up, nigga. You get burned. You gonna leave with no eyebrows.
What?
You get burned up, boo.
Burned up from what?
Like in California.
From the chorizo.
What did you give him?
From a man's chorizo.
I didn't give him anything. Uh-huh. So he was so docile, on the way up here.
That's what they say. That's what they say whenever, like when you're in the joint.
Okay. What is a joint exactly?
Okay.
You know, when you're
Come
in prison.
On, man.
Prison.
Yeah. Okay, you got it.
When you're in prison and somebody burns you up, that's what they call it. When they burn you up, you got burnt up, fool. You better beat them up.
Like they make you mad, like burned up? Or like what do you mean?
If you get burnt up with the chorizo, fool, if they flash your ass the penis.
Oh, and they flash you?
Yeah, if they do
that. Well, they do more.
Not whatever.
Whatever.
It's so, like they're going to try to turn you out. So
a spider shows you his right now. You just got burnt up.
I just got burnt up.
That's a new TV show.
Yes. No, but
we're just going to go around flashing people and you're just saying,
I've already
just
been
got
arrested
burnt.
For that.
If you get burnt up, then you're going to have to handle your business with that fool because he disrespected you. That's disrespect.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Has anyone you know, that happened to anyone you know?
He's like, yeah, I'm full.
What happened to me once in the joint?
For real?
And I beat this dude up, boy.
Yeah.
And you know what? The laws.
And you kissed him?
The laws came back. Said everything all right in there? I see everything all right. Just
I take care of
get
it.
Get your count. Yeah. Get your count. Don't worry about
just
it.
Just slap them on the butt. He walked out of his...
No, this boy.
Don't get out of here.
And this guy was, I was young then. He was older, dude. I beat that nigga up.
Wow.
Burn me up. That disrespect. You tell me, if you get disrespected in there, everybody's going to disrespect you. You got to take care of your... But you know, you would like it.
Oh, wow.
Because you're Eric Starr.
I guess it depends who it would be burning me up. If it's burning me up in a good way.
I can see Eric in the shower like, oh, Lord.
Yeah, I probably would.
Heaven.
So look at the supermarket in here.
You hear that song. You see, heaven isn't too far away. You hear that song.
It's a butcher shop.
It's a meat market.
Yeah, it's a meat market.
The sausage party. What the?
Oh, wow.
Enough gay stuff. Let's get into Gay Rant with Eric Starr. Gay Rant with Grits. Oops. Wrong one.
Did you say Grits?
Grits.
With Grits.
Grits Sapphire. Grits.
Oh,
that's his rap name.
Gay Rant with Eric Starr. Talking about a bunch of gay
stuff. We had to spend a lot of money to reproduce the original Gay Rant intro just for Eric Starr.
Well, I feel like we already talked about all the gay stuff.
This is Thanksgiving gay stuff, though.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. I don't know. I guess I'm kind of... I don't know if anybody else has any family drama, but it always seems to come out during the holidays. And so mine has came out during Thanksgiving, before Thanksgiving started. And I think next year I'm just going to pack my bags and just go out of town. To California
go
or
to Florida. It's nice out there.
You come, come to a Friendsgiving with us on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Where's that at?
What kind of drama, though? What are we...
I don't know. So I guess So I'm hosting Thanksgiving at my place. So
for your whole family? Or friends? Or both?
Family. Okay, all right. It's family. So then everyone's supposed to bring a side. Mom's cooking the turkey.
Yeah.
And so I had set... a time, because in my family, everyone either runs late or they have prior engagements that they want to go take care of or like whatever. So I'm like, okay, you know what? We're going to start eating, no matter if you're there or not, at least by 2:00.
Okay.
And I'm going to allow anybody to come pick up a plate, whatever, between, you know, up until 5:00. And then I'm going to go to the movies after that. Because I don't want to go to the movies in the evening. There's nothing else to do.
Right. Yeah. You've done everything.
You're sitting around the house. You already ate.
Movie packed. Movie packed. On Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Bars are open.
Or I go to the movies or go to the bar.
Right.
Or you go,
you're going to go out and do something instead of stay home.
Yeah. Exactly. Right.
Or you go hit Black Friday up.
Yeah.
That's the next day.
So then one of my
others. It's like that night.
What?
It's like later on that night.
You just buy everything online.
Oh, yeah. I don't do Black Friday. No. It's too much.
I usually go after it.
Old people do Black Friday.
And then I'll go afterwards. To see what's left.
Oh, yeah. I do this, yeah.
Like
or just go shop on Amazon.
Yeah.
They got everything there.
And then they have Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
Okay. But, so...
You got to have a cell phone.
I know.
You
got to
have internet.
Anyway, so one of my siblings got upset saying that I said that I was only having Thanksgiving for 1 hour. And that if I was going to have it for 1 hour, that's ghetto. And that she wasn't going to come.
one of your family members.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, no problem. If you want to come, the door's open. If you don't, no problem. It's not going to bother me any.
But isn't the whole point to get together
exactly.
and be with people you love yes. and know, you know, like or whatever, tolerate?
But I'm not going to go out of my way to try to convince somebody to come when they don't want to come.
Right.
So, I mean,
especially when you're going out of your way to host it at your house.
Exactly. No joke. So, I'm like, whatever. But next year, I'm probably going to go out of town or something like that.
And just not even be here for it.
And my mom was thinking the same thing. She said, well, if you go out of town, I'm going to go with you because I don't want to be here.
You're the whole point. I want to leave. That's what you told your mom.
I'm her scapegoat.
Yeah.
Well, Eric told me that he wanted to come, so I just went with him.
So what did we learn? Keep your family drama until after Thanksgiving? At least that night.
Or just don't be with your family on Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Don't be with your family on Thanksgiving.
Awesome, I would say just like, turn down negativity in your life.
Just eat and go to the strip club.
That too. Buffet style.
Go to King's Cabaret and look at some old.
You got a promo code or anything?
Yeah,
what's the password for the door?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Knock three times.
Talk to Ted. He's
it's $10 at the door.
And then I've learned that straight guys like booty juice too.
Right.
Hey,
we learned a lot today, and the show's just getting started. Hey, this has been Gay Rant with Eric Starr.
Gay Rant. Eric Starr.
No. Not that kind of booty juice.
What was that, high man?
Not no man's booty juice.
All right. We got to take a break. We're right back.
Hey, hey, hey. It's your boy Fat Pound Chicken in right now, man. We got more MZ coming up next. Do not change it.
MZ Now.
Call 1-888-MZ-LIVE, then the number 5. Call 1-888-MZ-LIVE, then the number 5.
You've seen them on the big screen. Now they're back to take over your TV. Charlie Brown and the gang are back with a brand new holiday TV special. It's a Charlie Brown Twerksgiving. Join the Peanuts as they discover the true meaning of Twerksgiving.
Oh, good grief.
Don't miss it.
This is MZ Now.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Glingo with your host, Eric Starr.
Woo! Hey, guys. Welcome to Glingo, where the straights play and the gays get it their way.
I don't know what that means.
Online at mznow.tv.
Hey, this is Chester Rushing from Stranger Things, and you're listening to Michael Zavala.
Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow.
I think Chester Rushing just had a birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Me
this
too.
Week, actually. Did you?
Well, last
About 2 weeks ago. And you went to a concert for your birthday.
I did. I went to Wolf Mother.
Which is a big band.
When was your birthday?
Last
Hello?
Week. I don't need to see that. Good Lord. I'm in the middle of a story.
Are you hitting
pictures.
That?
It was ass.
I already did.
Oh my gosh. How was that?
No more.
Anyway, yeah, I went to Wolf Mother.
Hey, and, but they, it was professional.
Oh, was your, they it was had, an apprentice?
No, it's my cougar.
You kept it within business?
No, my
Your cougar?
Yes. Yeah,
you don't have, you're, look, you're too old. You can't have a cougar.
Well, she's a cougar.
What, is she your age?
No, she looks
she
older.
She's a little bit older than that.
After that point, after you get in your 40s, you don't have, there's no cougars.
Well, they
I don't know.
Like
there's some 8-year-olds
death.
Out
People
there.
People sounded like I'm 33. Like, shut up. Why you be lying? It's that braids, dog. I'm like Post Malone. Got me some braids and that got me some hoes. Ah! Ain't that what he says?
I don't know. Anyway, back to what Spider was talking about.
I'm going
to
look up that song. That's messed up.
I haven't heard that one either.
Yeah.
Oh, my. The first song he made came out like that. When he got them braids, he made a video. He was out there in the desert and stuff on a Lambo. Remember? He said, got me some braids.
I don't spend a lot of time paying attention to Post Malone, though.
That he's all jacked up. Some tattoo artist got a hold of him and just sacrificed him to the tattoo god or blah, blah, blah.
I thought he saw you.
I wish it would. I would have done it. I don't get it.
Yeah, well, if he does, call me.
So Spider saw Wolf Mother for his birthday.
Yeah, about the first 45 minutes of it was awesome.
What is that?
It's a band.
Oh, right.
Look
right.
it up. It's like good ass rock and roll music. Yeah,
Who they remind you of? Pearl Jam, something like that?
No, the front man was like every famous front man you can think of. Like, it was weird. He was dancing like Mick Jagger. He sang like Ozzy. Like,
he had it all down?
Yeah, it was crazy. But it was supposed to be like an hour and a half show. You know, dude started drinking. About 45 minutes in, he was loaded, man.
Wow.
So did he fall just like
oh my God, everything you can think of, man. And it was a slow descent. I didn't see him throw up, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Did he catch himself on fire?
I went like, it had been like at least 2 hours. I think the show started at like 9:30. It was like almost 12:30 when I went to the bathroom and ran into one of the employees. She's like, yeah, they were supposed to be off the stage at 11. But apparently when their tour bus got there, the lead singer, they found him in the bar just pouring himself shots.
Wow.
And that was like 4 or 5 hours before they even started playing.
Oh, my God.
He was just pounding beers. I was having such a good time because it was just a show.
Yeah.
And then they finally were done. They came back out for an encore. I was like, I got to see what happens at least. And like the dude started pouring beer on his guitar and throwing it out into the audience, laying down on the stage. And they're like, well, this kind of sucks. And then all of a sudden a dude with a flute came out. And I was like, no, I can't do this.
Yes,
the flute. He just started playing a flute. And I was like, dude, they're pranking us now. Like, I'm getting out of here.
No.
Where are the cameras?
Was it part of the group?
No, it was just some random dude came out with a flute.
Oh, my God. He must have been some sort of heroin addict or something. Doped up.
From rock to a flute.
Yeah.
That's like his 10 minutes of fame or something.
Yeah. It was. I was still entertained, but annoyed.
You know, I like. Uh-oh.
That's how it was. Except for the flute in the background.
Oh, no. It was still some hard driving rock and roll.
Was it?
This dude just started playing flute. I was entertained, though.
I was actually trying to find the one with
drunk.
The flute.
Oh.
So I could play that, but that...
You didn't got a flute on there?
No, I didn't have a
flute.
I don't
need
like
to hear any more flute.
This one's like a piano remix.
Well, I wouldn't know where to find the flute on
And this
there.
Was their last American
tour, that was the thing. Was
tour,
yeah,
right?
Their last show.
Their last show in
show
America.
Show an American tour, and they're Australian.
Oh.
So after the show, they were going back home. So I knew something was crazy. It would be a little crazy because it was the last show, but good Lord. It was so much fun.
They didn't throw
but the music
the
was only go. Yeah, they threw like the dude kept calling for beers. And someone brought him a bottle of water and he chunked that down to the crowd.
What?
And just kept calling for beers.
I bet that's what I said. They're gonna throw some weed. Throw me some weed. Like you going home with one of these? Yes.
Okay. But, yes.
Yeah. The music was excellent for about 45 minutes. Then it was just a fun show.
And then
to
you
watch.
just bailed when that flute came out.
Yeah,
that's the part that
you couldn't
handle.
Was everybody smoking pot in there?
Yeah, man. It was Granada, man. The whole place smells like that anyway.
Wow.
Yeah.
I need to go.
Jaime's like a huge pothead now.
No, I'm not. I just like smoking. I ain't smoking
just
a long time.
I'm not a pothead.
No, I'm not.
I just like smoking.
Yeah.
Every blue moon, I might do it.
Every blue moon.
But you know what? When I do get on it, I turn on my music real loud because I can feel every word and every damn beat on the damn song. I'll be blowing up the whole studio, dog. Caddy the other day, I was gone. And I was jamming Alice
Hanson.
No, Manson. Well, you see
the close. Yeah, Hanson, yeah.
Not Hanson, fool.
Charlie Manson?
Marilyn Manson.
Marilyn Manson.
Marilyn Monroe.
Is that the one that sings
her too.
The vampire song? About me, your vampire. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
man,
so.
I was gone to that song, dog.
I've never heard that. How's it go?
I could be your vampire?
Yeah. How's it go?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Play it. Find it. Find it real quick.
We don't have that access.
Oh, man, I'm going to look it up. Jesus.
So anyway, you were listening to it, and then what happened?
He saw every word come out of
there. Oh, you saw every
out of the speaker,
word.
Like the caterpillar from Alice in Wonderland?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Ooh. Ah. Ooh.
That's what you saw?
And I seen the smoke and everything, man. Like, oh, my. Yeah. Pass that pipe, fool.
Yeah, you did something a little stronger than normal.
What was it? Oh, that stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
That had me gone. Yeah. I even spent the night here till 6 in the morning. I had to get out of here. I got tired of getting here. Yeah. I don't like to drive when I'm on that stuff because the lights are bright. I can feel everything.
Right. It's also illegal.
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
That's the other reason why
you
don't want to drive.
Caught with like 2 ounces
right.
In Dallas, right?
Yeah, you can get caught with up to a QP.
Is that the song?
Yeah, he's right. He's actually Marilyn Manson. If I was your vampire,
there you go. That, you need to listen to that.
Forward.
That is so sick.
And this is the song that you heard words come out of the speaker, or saw words come out of the speaker.
Man, yeah, it was like I was in a dark cave and the stove was going hard.
The stove.
The strobe light in my room.
You're in a cave.
No, my
and you have a strobe light.
Oh my God. My speaker, my Sony RDA.
Oh yeah.
I got the strobe on it. Yeah, and it blows out. I was like, like blind.
Wow, you took it way back. This came out in 2007. Wow.
When there was a scene in Dumbo like that as well.
I just graduated high school. Oh, all right. Don't try me, bitch.
All right.
All right.
Let's go. Young. I just didn't know how young.
I know who Marilyn is.
So this week we lost a legend.
Oh
man, Michael Jackson. Rest in peace.
Michael Jackson.
I'm just messing around.
Has been dead for a while, but it was Stan Lee that died this week. Which you know, doing this thing for as long as we have, I've had plenty of opportunity to meet Stan Lee. Yes. I never really met Stan Lee.
At the last Comic-Con he was there, remember?
I've seen him at least a dozen times. And
it seemed like every time he was in town, he was hanging out at a bar or something, too, that everyone got their picture made.
Oh, did they really? Stan Lee, really? Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know he drank.
It's like I don't know if he did or not. I just know. I just like when
going
he was
there.
In town.
He must have
like,
been talking about Spider-Man.
All over Facebook and Instagram, you just see pictures taken or people taking pictures with him.
Wow. And he's just sitting there, right? Just like,
yeah.
95 years old. And people are shocked. I'm like, he was 95.
Yeah. I
was. How much longer do you think he was going to live?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You predicted this, too.
And so did Jordan Ross, who created a video. I'm sure he didn't think that he was going to die like right away, but he made a video that I helped him with that was future Stan Lee cameos or something. I don't know, look it up. Cinematics, future Stan Lee cameos or whatever. It's all Jordan. He wrote it. It's funny.
Let's see. I think the last thing I saw him in was the end of Black Panther.
Yeah.
No, the last thing I saw him was in Venom.
Oh, yeah.
Venom. Oh, he was in Venom?
Yeah, and at the end?
Yeah.
Venom's coming by, you know, but he was supposed to have got rid of that monster, which is Venom.
Uh-huh.
And Stanley's walking the dog, and the dog's barking at Venom, and the damn Venom comes out. That looks delicious. Let me eat it. And that's what I like that movie. It's pretty.
Oh,
good.
It was good.
Yeah,
that was the review.
It. You ain't seen that?
No, I haven't.
All this time, you haven't seen it.
No, it hadn't come out on Blu-ray. Yeah.
Well, did you break your leg before it came out?
Yeah.
Or after?
No, before. Because I didn't get to see it.
So you went go, oh, man, I'm bad. I should have recorded for you, man.
Nothing. I'll watch it in 4K.
He has a cam.
Yeah.
In theaters.
Yeah.
You live right down the street from the drive-in. Just park right there, right, you know?
So,
right? Don't he live like in the boonies by the drive-in?
Yeah. There's no drive-in.
No, but there's a drive-in like in Enos down the street.
Oh, Enos?
Yeah.
Anus?
Anus.
It's an anus.
Booty juice.
Yeah.
The Hatchet Town down the street.
I don't know. I've never been there.
The Hatchet?
I've never been over there.
I've been in it.
But anyway, so one of the things, so after he dies, so first off, if you ask me if I was a DC or Marvel guy, obviously DC. I think DC character, I mean, this is not a jab at Stan Lee, but I think DC characters are a little bit more layered and have more depth to them.
So is it X-Men or is it Avengers?
They're both Marvel.
Both of them are Marvel?
Yeah. But if you ask me that question, I would say X-Men.
Oh,
I think
my
X-Men
bad. It wasn't X-Men, Avengers. I'm talking about Justice League or
Justice
X-Men
League.
Or Avengers.
Justice League, all day.
Justice League?
Yeah, forget Avengers.
But hold on. Justice League don't got as many people as...
Because they don't need them.
X-Men and
they
Avengers.
They don't need them. They're more efficient.
Just because they got Superman, right?
I don't even like Superman.
But Superman is like the most...
Powerful.
Superman's the widest character ever made.
But he's... Out of all of the comics, Superman is the one that will defeat all of them, right?
I don't know. No, probably not. Or Batman can defeat Superman.
Or the Hulk. No,
he's the head of the whole thing.
Batman defeated Superman with his equipment. That's it. But you know, in
and
real
his
life,
brain.
Yeah, but in real life, that wouldn't happen.
None of it would happen.
He would have finished it. None of it would happen. But I'm talking about if it was like, if he didn't have none of that, Batman didn't have none of the equipment.
But everyone needs
a
weakness.
He wouldn't be Batman.
Yeah.
Well, it's
he would
so
just
the thing
be a
is,
dude
yeah,
walking around money. In a suit.
You got all that money. I want
to
be.
You
like
know,
Batman.
If he was just a regular guy. Trying to stop Superman.
I'd be Batman.
Pictures.
There
was
Batman
no kryptonite
in my castle.
Batman the photographer.
But my thing is, so I'm a big Batman fan, and for as long as I can remember, right? And I just am a big DC fan. But there is a character that Stan Lee created that holds a special place in my heart, which is Spider-Man. I think Spider-Man's a really good character on and that's why
on what
Spider's
on the movie?
Here. No, just Spider-Man in general. The character.
Oh, all right.
Is a good character, and I think it's better than like Iron Man. Couldn't care less. Thor. Couldn't care less. Hulk, boring. Who else is there? Captain America? Did I say that already? Boring.
Canada.
Captain Canada is more interesting. Oh, yeah, don't you know? Oh, no, they're poisoning the maple syrup factory, eh? That he's got to go save everybody. Didn't we come up with that, Captain Canada?
No, that was a real character.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
You
mean
like
in
Captain
Marvel?
Kangaroo?
Oh, I don't know.
Captain Caveman?
It was the Canadian version of Captain America.
But I started thinking about... The fact that I was like, Stan Lee, Marvel, you know, I respect the guy, and who doesn't like Stan Lee? You know what I mean? Everybody loves Stan Lee. He's a nice guy. I used to watch that show on Sci-Fi, the one with the superhero Like they, somebody had like a, they could run really fast, and so he made him. We're gonna make you the runner man, and they put some make a costume, and they were like competing with each other to become like a superhero in a comic book or something.
Did you read about his last character?
Who was it?
That hasn't come out yet.
No,
his wife talked about it. It's Dirt.
She's dead too.
Dirt man.
But I heard.
Maybe it's his daughter. I can't remember.
Oh. Somebody told me that he didn't own no rights to none of the characters.
No, he didn't make any money.
No, they were, and he you had know to what? Sue to get a little bit of money from the movie.
Companies. Poor guy was getting taken advantage of the last few years of his life and all that stuff. So, you know, he had a lot of stress. He might, who knows? If he didn't have that, he might have still been around for a little bit longer. But
you think that's why he died? Because of stress?
His wife just passed away like a year ago or earlier this year. I can't remember. So, I mean.
Love killed him.
Yeah. I mean, the guy lived 95 years old. And he had a good
Rest
life.
Rest in peace, Hannibal
but
Cannibal.
One of the things that regret
Hannibal
now.
Cannibal?
Hannibal the Cannibal. That was his last character he came up with, right?
No, he just said it was Dirt Man.
Yeah. Oh, all right, man.
Yeah, that's what it was. His daughter said that he was working on a new superhero called Dirt Man.
Did he own the rights to it?
Is his daughter hot?
I don't know.
I feel like
you looking it up, ain't you?
I feel like Stan just looked around and was like, "Foam Man."
Yeah, he's like,
I can make Dirt Man, and he can get wet, and then it'll be Mud Man.
The music man.
His super weakness is water.
Because
if water gets on him, he becomes Mud Man. I just took it for granted. He's one of those guys you think it'll be around forever. You know, you just kind of don't think that they're ever going to die. But I wish I would have known or learned more about Stanley while he was alive, because I never sat and thought about how much he impacted people's lives just by with his imagination and like these crazy characters he came up with. So many people are in movies now or maybe science or whatever because of these characters that he made in the 60s or whatever. And so I wish I would have taken the time to shake his hand or say hi or acknowledge him, and I never did that. And now that he's gone, I feel bad. But you know, you can't do anything about it now. So
you get a cardboard cutout and put it in the studio.
We'll put a Stanley cardboard cutout.
Not a
in
big
here.
One, a little bitty one.
No, a big one. I want life
right
size.
There, for real?
Yeah. We'll replace Harry Styles. He's falling apart.
How tall was he?
I don't know. 5'8"
He probably was hunchback because he was old.
Oh my god.
Well, you know, you get
Polly Dick Man.
Your posture.
He sticks to the teeth.
Mr. Polly Dick. Polly Dick
Man. Diaper Man. Prostate Man.
Did he come up with the SpongeBob? Guys,
no, I don't think he came
you
up.
You know
SpongeBob.
What I'm talking about? Not SpongeBob, but the other guys, the superheroes on there, the Shell Man and something else. You know
Shell Man, I've never watched.
The two
SpongeBob.
Old guys.
I thought Jaime was under a eulogy.
He is going to. So that was just my. That was my like.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I wish I would have met Stan Lee. I taking the
I
time because I really and then that just human nature though. You don't really think about that person really if they're not in front of you. Until they're dead, you know, and then you're like, man, I really wish but I never really stopped and think about what he did and how that affected other people. Mm-hmm. I didn't think about that until this week. And so anyway.
Yeah, he impacted the world as a whole.
Yeah, the world as a whole. So Stan.
All the way around the world.
We say R.I.P. Mm. So.
Wow.
All the way around the world. Rest in peace, Stan. We're going to miss you.
And he didn't own any of the right. That sucks.
You think he'd be a billionaire, but no, he's like a millionaire.
Wow.
I don't even think he was a millionaire.
He wasn't a millionaire?
I think he was worth like $3 million.
Oh,
something.
My God.
Oh, was it? $3 million. That's it?
Yeah. It was not very much.
He created Fantastic Four.
Wow.
Daredevil. I'm going to go to the top 15 characters as a eulogy, and then I'll wrap it up and give it to Jaime.
Okay.
14, Daredevil.
Estimated at 50 to 80 million.
Okay, that's
not bad.
He had some
bad.
Decent money.
Yeah.
Maybe he only got a few. For
but that franchise is worth how much?
Stuff. Oh, God. Billions.
$200. 13, Scarlet Witch.
Okay.
Oh, I could get down with that. I don't know who it is, but I like the name.
12, Inhumans. I don't know who that is. 11, Nick Fury. I don't know who that is. Isn't that Samuel Jackson?
Yeah.
There are snakes!
Yeah. But Nick Fury don't got too much. He's just a government guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
With a glass eye.
Right.
Mr. Glass.
I'm going to get a guy with an
Mr.
eye patch.
Glass.
Yeah. Mr. Glass.
Call
him. Black Panther. That's a good character. I like Black Panther.
Yeah.
Hawkeye
that's
is a useless character.
One of the newest ones, ain't it?
I don't know.
What'd you say?
Hawkeye?
Nine is Hawkeye, which is a useless character. Same as the other one, Green Arrow from DC.
It'll replace him with MASH.
Eight is Doctor Strange. I like Doctor Strange.
That's the other one.
Ant-Man. I like Ant-Man. Black Widow.
Oh, I like her.
Eh.
Yeah, but she just knows karate. That's
all she does, yeah.
Yeah.
The Hulk.
Okay, he's a monster.
Thor, couldn't care less.
He's a god.
Get out of here.
He's hot.
Iron Man. I only like Iron Man because of
that's Batman.
Robert
Downey Jr. Yeah. Yeah, me too.
If it wasn't for him, if he never came into the big screen, I wouldn't care less.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
I couldn't care less.
Never seen
it. You know that other Robert Downey Jr. movie that was real good was Tropical something?
Sherlock?
Oh, Tropical Thunder.
I'm just
Thunder.
A dude.
That was so funny. He was black.
Yeah. Right.
I'm a brother. Why are you discriminating against me?
What was this?
Tropic Thunder. Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder.
You ought to see it. It's hilarious.
All right. Last two, X-Men and Spider-Man, which actually are probably my only two favorite Marvel characters. X-Men and Spider-Man.
X-Men and Spider-Man.
Did they have X-Men at that arcade we went to?
Yeah, I think so.
I think they did too. I love
so
that.
So Batman
name.
And Iron Man are just the same. They got money, and
I think Batman's better. No, I like the darkness.
No, what
and
I
the,
mean, is, what I mean is that
essentially,
they both,
yeah,
they both.
That's
got
Marvel's
money and they
Batman.
They only got suits.
Right.
Yeah.
That's Marvel's Batman.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Okay. So now we're gonna give it over to Jaime because you know when somebody important dies, we let Jaime write these touching.
Mic a little closer.
How should I start?
Yeah, what are you asking me? It's your eulogy.
I don't know. All right, come on.
Yeah, get your
bring that mic closer. It's more dramatic.
There you go. You started too earlier, whatever you were saying earlier.
Yeah.
By the way, did you guys notice I was playing Stan by Eminem?
I know. There's a Stan Lee. Yeah, Stan Lee. Man. Yeah. Keep going.
I thought you were playing
Natalie
and Bruglia.
All right. Jaime the tattoo guy on Stan Lee, who passed away this Monday, Veterans Day at 95.
R.I.P. to Stanley. This is eulogy because we're going to miss you, man. All the comics that you did. And I'm going to get Elton John to make a song for you, just like he did for the Prince Diana when she died. I wish I would have known you when I was just... I didn't know when I was a kid. Ah! But for real, though, man, I'm going to get Thanos to use the time stone to bring you back so you can keep on your legacy and create more wonderful, beautiful comics for us here on this earth that are stuck. Maybe one day we could be that Superman for somebody out there. Maybe we can be that Batman. Oh, he didn't make Batman, did he?
And he didn't make Superman either.
Oh, my God. Who did he make? Maybe we could be the Hulk for some
Spider-Man.
Fine young woman that wants to tame an animal. You talking about?
No, I don't.
Okay, never mind. Anyways, once she tames it, it's like because she's taming you, homie. R.I.P., homie. We're going to miss you.
Pull one out. Pull one out for your
we're
homie.
We're going to pull one out for you. Here we go. We got some water.
Aquafina. All over the studio now.
All over the studio.
That's beautiful, Jaime. Again, a touching tribute by Jaime.
Stan
Lee passed away again this Veterans Day at 95 years old.
Thanos did it.
All right. That's it. That's all we have for the show today, right?
Now we're going with our lives.
So,
shall we do that again? I got to bring it up again.
What?
Please don't.
We're not right, here. Never mind. I'm not good with you. I'm going to look up eulogies and see how they start off.
No, you did good.
I didn't.
Yeah. I wanted to come from your heart. I don't want you to.
No. I don't know what
plan.
They say, man.
I don't want you to plan.
Just did
and,
I thought he was Batman and who else?
Superman.
Oh, my God. I was off.
No, but that's how they do. It comes from the heart. You know, if you spend too much time thinking about it and writing it and planning it, it's not going
like
to be.
I'm freestyling, Dennis.
Right.
Like
you're freestyling.
And I'm a rapper.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly.
Like
you're Post Malone.
Yeah.
You're always
Post
tired.
Always tired. Always high.
All right.
Got my tattooed on my eyes.
Smell just like him, too.
Like marijuana, baby.
All right. We're not here next week because next week is Thanksgiving weekend, and we will, or Thanksgiving week, I guess, and we will not be here doing a show. We'll be with our families, or some of us will be.
Not me.
Spider will be.
I'll be up here. Yeah,
probably.
We got a Friendsgiving. Did you say a Friendsgiving?
Yeah, Friendsgiving.
Yeah,
that
that's
good.
And then again,
no
for
turkey,
those who missed Twerksgiving, we have moved it to Christmas, so it'll be Twerkmas. Which is also our last show of the year. We'll
a Twerkmas.
A Twerkmas.
A Twerkmas we
it's
can
a
remember.
It's a Twerkmas miracle.
Wow. A Twerkmas on
a
34th
special,
Street.
That's Twerkmas. That just feels like you're setting up for an overpromise and underdeliver.
It's absolutely.
When you call it a Twerkmas miracle.
It's absolutely an overpromise.
Because it was hard trying to get him in last year, boy.
Yeah, we'll see what happens this year. But that'll be our last show of the year. But anyway, that's it. Everyone have a happy and safe Thanksgiving.
Happy
and
holidays.
RIP to Stan Lee. And that's it, I guess, right?
Viva Mexico.
Yeah.
Make sure you eat a lot of chorizo. Is that what we're...
yes, and booty juice.
And booty juice.
Chorizo,
remember,
booty
that's
juice.
The Breakfast of Champions.
Yes.
See you guys after Thanksgiving. Have a safe one.
This is MZ Now, online at mznow.tv. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow.